and here a reduced representation, but the reason I'm using that is to indicate one sort of one of the core principles driving or assumptions driving these displays, is which was called the cluster hypothesis. And the cluster hypothesis is saying, why do we go through the trouble of creating these visual maps? Why do we go through the trouble of trying to visualize and show you create this visualization? And the point of it is, so you might see here in the left, on the left and on the right, these ranked list results, and you see several results highlighted in green and other ones highlighted in red. And if you look at the center display, you see that the green ones tend to cluster in the same spatial location. And so that's the cluster hypothesis, that related documents related to this to the same request should be in close spatial proximity. That's the goal of all this effort to visualize large amounts of documents, is that by the transformations you apply, the relationships you identify, is that you have the effect of moving related documents closer together, and if you find one of those related documents to be relevant, that other ones in its close spatial proximity should be relevant too, if the algorithm works right and the visualization is successful.